WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 46 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Construction starts soon on building the FM-60 bypass around Snook, with state officials pledging to save an area of old oak trees.
The Houston Chronicle reported the stand of 200 to 300-year-old oaks were slated for removal, and trees as old as 500 would be threatened. Property owners who had been negotiating with TxDOT for 7 years got the attention of the Chronicle. Their initial article got the attention of TxDOT's top officials in Austin. And in 2 days, the Highway Department redesigned the road that will not only bypass Snook, but also miss the trees. Regina McCurdy, whose family has owned the land for almost 150 years, told the Chronicle if TxDOT follows through, it'll be a victory. Instead of a 60-foot-wide grass median separating east and westbound traffic, it'll be a 16-foot-wide paved median with rumble strips that will alert drivers who drift away. TxDOT Deputy Director John Barton told the Chronicle that during the 2-year construction period, an arborist will monitor the tree's health. The attention generated by the Chronicle followed the creation of a Facebook page to save the oak trees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A cloudy day to fly a single-engine plane to Easterwood Airport included an emergency landing. The FAA reports a flight instructor supervising a student's flight from near Fort Worth to College Station learned that the piece of equipment needed to land in cloudy conditions wasn't working. A flight instructor from Houston guided the instructor to a safe landing. No arrests have been announced by Bryan police from a disturbance Saturday night where 2 people were hit by gunfire. Investigators have also not released what led to the incident at the Forest Park Apartments on Sandy Point Road. A 14-year-old boy and a 21-year-old man were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Texas A&M police continue to investigate the discovery of a deceased person Saturday morning. UPD Chief Mike Reagan says the preliminary conclusion was the person fell from the 6th floor of the physics building to University Drive across from the Northgate District. An autopsy was ordered. The person's identity has not been released, though Reagan says family members have been notified. A local second-grade teacher who was arrested last week for indecent contact with 2 former students is now out of jail. 34-year-old Asael Panigua Jr. of College Station posted a $20,000 bond late Friday, the day after his arrest. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says Panigua is accused of inappropriate touching as recently as 2010 while teaching at Milam Elementary in Bryan.
We will be interviewing other students to make sure that no one else has been victimized.
Panigua, who is in his 3rd year of teaching dual language second grade at College Hills and College Station, has been on paid administrative leave since Tuesday. A Pearland man who told Brazos County District Judge he was going to the probation office but instead disappeared for 3 months has been found, and he's headed to prison. It's been nearly 6 years since 24-year-old Kyle Lawson was arrested for breaking into a pair of homes in College Station. 4 years ago, he was placed on probation after pleading guilty. He was arrested in December for multiple probation violations. The district attorney's office announced that Lawson was ordered to serve a 10-year sentence. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Good morning, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, well, it's going to be pumping some moisture our way, and that's going to show up in the form of some cloudiness today, but it also keeps us warm. We're 70 to 75. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm tonight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, skies are going to clear. Highs will be 75 to 80, mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to be close to 50. Wednesday, we'll see sunshine and breezy conditions. Highs are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor filling in for KO today on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a lot of Aggies were in action over the weekend. Golf was even out there. I'll tell you how well they did, as well as the men's and women's basketball teams and the baseball and softball teams. That's just how many people were actually doing stuff. Out in Vegas, the NASCAR got underway. The NASCAR, because you know exactly what it is. Yeah. It don't need no explanation. Anyways, it's NASCAR. NASCAR was out there. We have a winner, Brad. I don't want to give that away. I was about say the name. And then also a state champion right here in the Brazos Valley. A team won the state championship in basketball. I'll tell you who that was, score was.
It's okay. We already know.
So anyways, because Scott was there.
I was. You know, I was there. Had not been back to the tournament in a long time. Used to go a lot and not been back in a long time. So went. And one of the things that they do there is they honor previous state championship teams.
Right.
And so during the halftime of the Mumford Munster game there on Saturday morning, they honored a couple of teams, but one of them was from 25 years ago, San Antonio Cole High School. And it was their 25th anniversary of them winning the state championship. And they had, well, they had a player on that team who went on to play a little bit in the NBA. His name was Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And he was there, and wasn't decked out. I mean, he was wearing like a gray hoodie, sweatshirt, and that. But obviously, nobody stood up to even his shoulders, I guess, on the rest of the team. But and San Antonio Cole, because there's a lot of military in San Antonio, and they have kids transfer in all the time. Well, that's what happened. He transferred in. But he's always been a great poster boy for Texas high school basketball. He said, you know, a lot of the success he had in at LSU and in the NBA came from his roots in Texas basketball. So he, yeah, and obviously Texas high school basketball embraces him. But he seemed to be a really nice guy. I'm sure there are people who will tell stories that he's not. But, you know, on the way. So you think of. Now, anyway, so on the way out, he stopped and he took selfies with a couple of kids and shook hands and was it was very nice. It was kind of a neat deal and just kind of an extra there for you, for folks who were there. Daylight saving time, you're tired. I know you are, but you have to get up and go to work today. Some of you do. Some don't. We do have the town back for about a week.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually drive down Texas Avenue if you need to get, you know, either north or south. You actually can do that. And so that may work out pretty well for you.
It's like looking down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah,
no cars on the road.
It's a little quiet, and I don't know. We got a fair amount of traffic out there on the bypass.
Well, those are the people who work anyway.
That's right. They're having to work. It's just another day for them. They're going, dang, why is it so dark right now? Because it's almost 7:15. But that's okay. It'll be lighter tonight, and you can do all that stuff. And yeah, we've discussed that before. Howsomever, leave it to Rob Ford, the Toronto mayor, who seemed to be a little bit unclear. Well, I think he's a little unclear on a lot of things, but this happens to be the concept of daylight saving time. On Saturday, he tweeted, quote, "Daylight saving time starts this evening. Turn your clocks back and change batteries and smoke alarms." Thank you. The tweet has since been corrected.
Good. Because that'd make people 2 hours off.
Again, He had a 50-50 chance, and he blew it.
You know he doesn't get to work till noon anyways.
Well, that's probably right. And if he knows, yeah, if he even knows what day it is. And so, anyway, good for him. And that, of course, arrived on Saturday. That was the day that we were asked to celebrate the 5th annual National Day of Unplugging, when you were supposed to connect yourself with your people, your peeps, your family, your friends, as opposed to those digital additions. Did you do that? Did you spend quality old-fashioned time with people, like sitting around and actually talking to them face-to-face, or did you just stay plugged in like everybody else?
No, we do that.
Yeah, I understand.
I called my parents.
Oh, there you go.
I don't live
right.
with them anymore.
Okay, so you, but I mean, that was to celebrate Unplug Day?
Well, my phone wasn't plugged in at the time.
Oh,
that's what you want to say.
Yeah, okay.
That's what this wireless revolution is all about.
That's right, that's right. And now it's time for Get Off My Lawn.
Yeah.
The older generation thinks the U.S., of course, is going to hell in a handbasket, right?
Sure.
And
they always are.
Of course, and that's the deal. They always are. Well, now we seem to have more evidence that would make you think that, okay? The older versus younger generation is a familiar tale, but the Pew Research Center has done a survey on the millennial generation. I happen to be working with two millennials today. When Kevin's here, he's too old to be a millennial, but Zach isn't. So I got two millennials with me. First, the basics. This generation is less religious, less likely to call themselves patriotic, the most racially diverse in American history, and they are far more liberal than older generations. Half identify themselves as political independents, but when asked which way they lean politically, half the millennials say they lean toward the Democrat Party, the highest share for any age group over the last decade. And older generations have always said, yeah, but when they get older. But here's the twist. Whatever the institution, whether it's political, whether it's religious, whether it's sociological, millennials are not only different from today's older generation, they're also different from older adults back when they were millennials, okay? Like when people like me were millennials. A perfect illustration is the institution of marriage. 26% of millennials are married, but when they were the age of millennials back then, in other words, me, Gen X's, not me, I'm not a Gen X'er, but Gen X's, 36%, me, baby boomers, 48% of us were married, and 65% of people who are 65 and older were married at this point, so millennials aren't getting married as much. Researchers call this institutional disaffiliation, and it shows that millennials recorded one of the highest levels of that disaffiliation of any generation. So they really aren't doing the things that used to be done, even when older people were of their age. Pew notes that adults of all ages have become less attached to traditional institutions in the past decade, but millennials are at the leading edge of that social phenomenon. And the reason? Yet the digital era, one more time. I watched I wouldn't recommend it for everybody, but... But I watched a Ron White special last night.
Ah.
I happen to like Ron White. There's not much that I could repeat on the radio, but he's pretty funny. But he discussed the way that it used to be when you needed to learn something. When you needed to learn something, if your parents didn't know it, you had to go to the library. And, you know, that's where the knowledge was. And when you went in and you were looking for the book and the book wasn't there, well, the book would be back in 30 days and you could find out then. And somehow or in some way, we were satisfied with that. That was okay. I'll come back and get that book, and I'll get that piece of knowledge then. Can you imagine in today's world? I mean, you can't do that. It's just, it's pretty incredible stuff. And so I can understand where there'd be a disaffiliation with any kind of tradition that we used to have.
Well, I can't imagine writing a research paper now and actually having to go to the library and typing it up on a typewriter or whatever you have.
Sure. Or having to even wait your turn to use that particular reference book to be able to find out what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Or microfiche.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Those guys were great, man. I loved going through those because that was the way. I can remember back when I worked at the newspaper a long time ago, our archives were on film, this special projector, you know, and you had to crank it and roll it. And they took pictures of every page of the Bryan Daily Eagle. It was published 6 days a week. So you could go back and you could look for that kind of stuff. But that was the way that we had to actually do it, physically look through it. If we could find the date, that was very helpful. But Sometimes you couldn't. Now, obviously, just a few keystrokes and boom, they take you right to where you need to be. Okay, so now, how often do you guys go to the movie theater to see a movie as opposed to staying home and watching it?
About once every other month.
Okay.
Yeah, something like sometimes I do it kind of in flurries.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Well, of course, you know, part of the reason that you choose to see a movie in a theater as opposed to at your home is most of us don't have homes that have the sound system that a movie theater does. And so if you're looking for a blockbuster, lots of special effects or whatever, you're probably going to go to the movies to see it there so that you can get the full, you can absorb it all, right?
Right.
Well, by God, the Connecticut State Legislature is here to protect you from too much noise.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, I know. The Legislative Public Safety and Security Committee, which is scary enough, considering a bill that would prevent movie theaters from showing a film or a preview that exceeded 85 decibels. Now, most of us don't know what 85 decibels means, so I'll tell you that 80 is the sound of an alarm clock when it's 2 feet away, okay? 85 is the sound of traffic if you're out there in it, and 100 decibels would be the sound of a blow dryer, okay? So those are kind of everyday type things that you might be exposed to. So there's no word yet from the local source as to just how loud the movie theaters in Connecticut are, but they have already got recommendations to keep it below 85 decibels for the workers, okay? For the workers. They need to keep it down to 8 hours to minimize any kind of hearing loss.
And see, that's the thing now. It's like, unless they're running the projector or anything, you really don't have, like, attendance in the movie theater, or at least around here you don't.
Right.
Like people checking tickets and all that stuff.
Now, that's right, there are few employees, but they're out at the popcorn machine, that's going to bother them. And here's the deal, so that you'll know, because I used to know these people who ran movie theater projectors, it would basically be set at 7, okay? That measured up to about 85 decibels using a sound meter. And projectionists were the ones who kept that. Now, if the movie theater was more full, they would turn it up, because that absorbs more sound because there are more people in there. I mean, that's just kind of an acoustic fact. That's true. But if not, then they wouldn't necessarily turn it up. But, of course, here's the problem, and we can relate to this on television. The trailers are louder than that.
Mm-hmm.
The advertisements are louder than that. You understand that you have that. That happens in your television at home. And quite often what it is the presence of the commercial is designed to catch your attention, as opposed to maybe some quiet dialogue that may have taken place in the television show. But it's all about that. It's all about getting your attention. So, I mean, if you go and it's too loud, I guess you could go up and talk to somebody and they'd turn it down. But, I mean, has there been some public outcry in Connecticut or any place else that movies are too loud? It seems to me, once again, that the politicians are out there, excuse me, the elected officials are out there trying to make sure that we're safe, that our ears won't get ruined. Of course, for me, it's too late because I've worn headphones forever. But nonetheless, just so you know, if you're in Connecticut, your little ears won't get hurt by the movie theater being too loud.
And we're all thankful for that.
Yes, we really are. No winner Friday in the Mega Millions. So Tuesday night's drawing, $309 million.
Oh.
Yeah, that's almost up to the point where it's worth it. No, I wouldn't say that, because once again, chances of winning the big prize, $258.9 million. One. I think I bought one 2 weeks ago, something when it was up over 200 bait or something, because I was in a convenience store, so I did that. And of course, since I didn't win, I haven't looked. So I don't know. Maybe I have one that's worth like $5,000 someplace. I'm guessing not, but you know, just could be. 7:23.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5050.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything
that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Spring training is here. And guys, if you're into fantasy baseball, you'll want to hear this. These new one-day fantasy baseball leagues at FanDuel.com are the hottest thing in fantasy sports. At FanDuel, you play in one-day fantasy baseball leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. And you can pick a new team any day. And get this, there's a guy in Detroit named Chris Prince who's won over $535,000 playing at FanDuel. Damn. And he's not alone. Over 245,000 people have already won money playing in these one-day fantasy leagues at FanDuel.com. FanDuel's so big that they're paying out up to $1 million in winnings every day during baseball season. I want you to get over there now, because right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 1000. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 1000.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley is the leader in caring for the terminally ill. We provide care in a variety of settings, from your home to our inpatient facility. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 73 or so for a high temperature today. Winds will be pretty calm. It should be nice. Tonight, about 55. Then tomorrow, a slight chance of some showers at about 20%. A high temperature of 77 degrees, so it should be okay with south winds. And then winds are going to shift around. It'll get a little bit cooler on Tuesday night. 49 will be our low. And then windy. Gusts on Wednesday up to 30 miles an hour, a high temperature of about 60, so it probably won't feel like 60. But sunshine and 62 will be our high temperature on Thursday. And then Friday, we're up to 64. And if you want to peek ahead to the weekend, it looks like 72 on Saturday and Sunday with a slight chance of shower. So that all sounds pretty good. Right now, winds are out of the north at 3 miles an hour, 93% relative humidity. We have 44 degrees currently outside.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Government Accountability Office released an audit of Michelle Obama's anti-obesity program, the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. Now, since the law went into effect last year, 48 of the 50 states report that Mucho Maybell's food rules have caused challenges. Among the challenges, kids are throwing out their fruits and veggies, student boycotts. Hungry students are turning into food activists. The complicated rules are leading to bizarre menu listings, like cheese stick with shrimp. Now, the school districts are fed up. 321 of them have left the Michelle Obama food program, and some of them have even been brave enough to criticize it publicly. Under Obama, food stamps have doubled, but since Michelle got her hands on a school lunch program, over a million kids have stopped participating. Apparently, they'd rather starve than choke down what Michelle thinks is good for them. Moving on, the Department of Education's National Center for Education Stats released a study revealing that more than half of the public schools in America are in need of repair, major repairs. Total cost would run near $200 billion. These are shovel-ready jobs. The work needs to be done right now, or else, as always. So this is where things stand. We've got millions of kids going to schools that are crumbling around them. They're throwing out their fruits and their veggies, and they're eating cheese sticks with shrimp. What are we doing to our children?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California.
Do you have startup capital and are looking to invest in a booming health-based business? Here's your opportunity, because we're looking for business-savvy, healthy-minded people in this area to become franchise owners of Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America. Fresh Healthy Vending is a publicly traded company. With your Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, you'll be selling exactly what America wants: all natural, healthy, fresh, and organic foods. And with the USDA Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Guidelines starting and banning junk food in schools, the demand for fresh, healthy snacks is only getting bigger. Fresh Healthy Vending has identified prime vending machine locations in this area. And we place your machines for you so you can capitalize on the huge demand for healthy organic snacks on the go. Ready to grab your share of this booming industry? Visit readyforfresh.com today and enter code 4000 for free owner information. Locations in this area are filling up fast, so visit readyforfresh.com, special code 4000.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. An air traffic controller from Houston is credited with guiding a North Texas flight instructor and his student pilots to a safe landing at Easterwood Airport. The FAA reports the single-engine aircraft took off Sunday morning in cloudy weather from Addison en route to College Station. In the air, the instructor discovered the plane's gyroscope, which is needed for landing through clouds and bad weather, wasn't working. Flight controller Stuart Percy says he had the flight instructor fly 30 miles from the airport and come in on a straight path through the clouds using a beacon that's part of the airport's landing system. A Snook area landowner who battled the highway department for 7 years appears to have saved a stand of oak trees that are between 200 and 500 years old.
Shortly before construction was to start on building the FM 60 bypass around Snook, a Facebook page was created. Save the 500-year-old live oak forest generated an online petition drive generating more than 34,000 supporters. That caught the attention of the Houston Chronicle. Then TxDOT's leadership in Austin caught wind of the Chronicle story that four oaks, each 200 to 300 years old, were marked for removal, and six others, including a 500-year-old, were nearby. In 2 days, TxDOT redesigned the highway. Instead of a 60-foot-wide grass median, they could build a 16-foot-wide paved median separating east and westbound traffic. To protect motorists from drivers who drift into oncoming traffic, rumble strips will be carved into the pavement. TxDOT Deputy Director John Barton told the Chronicle an arborist will also monitor the health of the trees during the two-year construction. A member of the family that's owned the land for 150 years remains apprehensive. Regina McCurdy told the Chronicle, TxDOT's change of heart was awesome, but added, I just need to see it. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Details have not been announced about an unidentified person who died over the weekend on the A&M campus. Family members have been notified, according to the University Police Chief Mike Reagan. Saturday morning at 6, officers responded to an unknown medical emergency on University Drive across the street from Northgate. Officers and EMTs found the deceased person in the street. Reagan says the preliminary investigation indicates the person fell from the 6th floor of the Mitchell Physics Building. An autopsy was ordered. A disturbance at a West Bryan apartment complex Saturday night led to gunfire that left two people with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say a 21-year-old man received multiple gunshot wounds to the extremities, and a 14-year-old boy sustained a minor grazing wound. Both were transported from the Forest Park Apartments on Sandy Point Road near Highway 21 to St. Joseph Regional Health Center. No arrests have been announced or what caused the disturbance. It's the second time in 3 days Bryan police responded to a disturbance involving gunfire. Last Thursday, shots were heard at two locations west of the municipal golf course. Witness information led to two arrests and the recovery of a handgun reported stolen from Houston and 46 hollow point bullets. 18-year-old Alvin Adams of College Station, identified as a longtime gang member, is jailed on bonds totaling $125,000. 20-year-old Antoine Hedge of Bryan is jailed on bonds totaling more than $200,000. A College Station second grade teacher is on paid administrative leave and has been arrested on charges of indecent contact with two former students while teaching at a Bryan Elementary School. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says the investigation involving 34-year-old Asael Panigua Jr. began last month. As the investigation continues, McKeithen invites parents to talk with their children about inappropriate touching.
And then just ask a general question of, has anyone ever touched you in those places? You know, we're trying to refrain from throwing out names. You know, you want to be broader because that child may not have been touched by that one person, but could have been touched by someone else, but you've only asked about that person.
McKeithen says both students were in Panigua's second grade class at Milam Elementary, where he taught through 2011. Since then, he's been at College Hills Elementary. College Station ISD placed him on paid administrative leave last Tuesday, 2 days before his arrest. Panigua is out of jail after posting bond on Friday. Two residential burglaries that happened almost 6 years ago in College Station now means 10 years for prison in prison for a Pearland man. The punishment was handed down in Brazos County District Court following multiple probation violations committed by 24-year-old Kyle Lawson. The last straw, according to the district attorney's office, was Lawson telling a judge in December he would report to the probation office, but instead disappeared. Before that, prosecutors say Lawson repeatedly tested positive for marijuana and alcohol, refused to report to required meetings, and did not attend an inpatient treatment facility. Online at WTAW.com, you can see surveillance video of a convenience store robbery in College Station last Wednesday morning. There's also a description of the suspect wearing a hoodie who took an undisclosed amount of money from Exxon at Rock Prairie and the freeway after placing his hands near his waistline as if reaching for a weapon. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 45 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
They've got more and more reasons for you to connect to Suddenlink, and it's easier than ever to do that, too. Just make the phone call, 1-800-915-1866. Or now, signing up is even easier on their new revamped website at suddenlink.com. But, for instance, check out Suddenlink On Demand on Channel 1. 10,000 titles available. A lot of them are free. TV and movie favorites, and it's all right there. And quite often, you'll get releases 28 days before Netflix or Redbox. As an example, already this month, 12 Years a Slave, Hunger Games Catching Fire. Tomorrow, it's The Book Thief. Later on this month, actually a week from tomorrow, will be American Hustle, Frozen, Saving Mr. Banks, and then by the end of the month, Walking with Dinosaurs. So that's just an example of this month, what you'll find out there and available from Suddenlink. Also, there's Suddenlink To Go, which gives you free access, which is awfully handy. So get in touch with them at 1-800-915-1866 or sign up on suddenlink.com. And also, while we're talking about that, Suddenlink is offering career opportunities now. They're looking for direct sale representatives. Top earners can make over $80,000 a year plus benefits. You can be part of the Suddenlink team. Representatives have face-to-face marketing of Suddenlink products and services. So visit suddenlink.com/sales or visit the local retail office for more information. You need to apply by March the 30th with Suddenlink.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's the numbers.
Cloudiness heads our way today, but it remains mild with temperatures between 70 and 75. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clearing and warm tomorrow. Highs will probably reach 75 to 80. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be near 50. It'll be sunny and breezy for Wednesday and not quite as warm. Highs Wednesday afternoon, they should be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for KO a couple of days this week. Coming up, a lot of Aggie sports over the weekend. Baseball and softball were in action right here in town, as well as men's basketball closed out the regular season. I'll tell you how well they did. The Aggie women were in Duluth, Georgia. They were playing in the SEC tournament, a rematch against Tennessee. They played them earlier this year. I'll tell you how well they did. And also a Cadillac Championship finished yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, the PGA Tour title. I'll tell you who won that one. All that more coming up in sports.
Wasn't Tiger.
No. Tiger's not having a real good time.
Well,
right now.
He's not. He's has not gotten refocused, and we'll see that. See how that works out for him. So, what a story about the loop around Snook.
Yeah,
I mean, they've been planning this thing for 7 years. Okay, they're going to knock down some trees, pretty mm-hmm. old trees, as a matter of fact, and then come close to some very old trees. Chronicle gets a hold of it, and within 2 days?
Yeah. Well, it was stemmed from there was a Facebook page, and they created a petition page, and that petition, as of this morning, had almost 54,000 signatures.
Wow, and it had been 34 when Bill did the story, mm-hmm. right? So it's up 20 from that.
Yes.
I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall when that administrator from TxDOT gets in touch with a planner for that particular project. I imagine they had a pretty brief conversation.
Can we avoid this? Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
And there may have been some magic words involved, too.
Sure.
And so as a result, yes, they suddenly were able to respond in a way that, we can be quietly hopeful at this point. I didn't know we needed a loop around Snook, to be honest with you.
That was the news to me.
In the big city of Snook, you can't just go right through town.
I'm just, because, now... And that's, now what's going to happen is, of course, and we have it here with our bypass, is wherever you have the exits, and I don't know how many exits there'll be. Heaven knows. I mean, there's Northern Snook and there's Southern Snook, so I don't know exactly how many exits they'll have. But, advertising on the signs for the exit is something that we have here now. And it comes in very handy for people who are traveling who may not know what particular restaurants or gas stations mm-hmm. happen to be at those exits. And so that's important, especially because Sodalax is right there. And, they've got the chicken fried bacon.
You don't want,
because I don't know if you've been through poor Hempstead. I mean, they've got a real empty, big empty car lot there on the outskirts, and that's all you see. How many of you have been through downtown Hempstead lately? And I have to say I haven't, but the bypass can certainly change the way things happen. And so for Snook, I would hate to think that people would miss out on the chicken fried.
But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad.
No.
Just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce.
Right.
It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! I never feel like I get enough bacon.
Yeah.
At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited.
There you go. Jim Gaffigan on bacon. And, of course, one of the major purveyors of bacon would be the people at Hormel. And wouldn't you expect them to come up with something just like this? It's called Wake Up and Smell the Bacon. Have you heard about it?
No.
This is an app for your phone. Okay? Now, not only will it, I mean, having a phone that wakes you up in some unusual way, that's okay. Everybody's got that kind of deal. If they want to do that, you can have music, maybe your favorite song or whatever. But can you imagine having an iPhone that would disperse the smell of bacon when it's time to rise and shine.
How?
Yeah. Wake up and smellthebacon.com. That's where you go, okay? And it's got a little device that will plug in, and you can log on and maybe win one of these things, okay? They're giving out 4,700 of these aromatic alarms in a special drawing. So go to Wake Up and Smell the Bacon if you care to. They have a two-minute video, which is pretty funny as far as what bacon does to our world. But there you are.
See, I thought it was going to be something like the sound of bacon cooking or something.
Yeah, no. They're doing the smell. They're doing the whole thing, so that ought to be okay.
Speaking of bacon,
yes, tell
saw
me.
Kevin Bacon in a picture underneath a sign for bacon at a restaurant in Austin that specializes in
oh,
bacon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Was he at South by Southwest,
he
too?
He was. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's there. I'm just saying. just saying. You know, okay. Well, now, and you mentioned that, and it's kind of interesting because if you get him to talk about this 6 degrees of separation thing, mm-hmm. which is the way it started, I once heard it started at Rice. I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, what happened is a bunch of college students got together and they started drawing, oh, well, this person appeared in this show with this person, and so we got this 6 degrees of separation. And in fact, in the beginning, Bacon was not happy about this at all. He didn't like it at all. He thought it was trivializing his career. And only after he started to understand it a little bit better did he say, oh, okay, all right, I got that. Okay, so now he likes it okay. And obviously he's embraced it to the point that he'll stand under a billboard for bacon. So a 23-year-old college graduate quit his day job to play video games in his bedroom. Joshua Garrett has a degree in video production, films himself sitting in bed playing Minecraft every day. You boys played Minecraft?
Minecraft?
I have played Minecraft.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, and what does it do?
Imagine it's digital Legos, for lack of a better description.
Okay, all right.
But he spent, I can't imagine doing that.
He uploads the clips to YouTube for his fans to watch. His channel, which is named Stampy Longhead, quickly became one of the 10 most viewed worldwide. In fact, he pulls in more viewers than One Direction or Justin Bieber, makes a full-time salary from his share of the advertising revenue from his video games. Parents all over America are not wanting to hear this at all, but that is in fact it. The guy, Minecraft is the game, and he's making money.
If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business. Step one is to know your website score. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com to instantly get your free website score and analysis. It's a free service from Boostability. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, myfreewebsitereport.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every marriage experiences conflict, but for problems to get resolved, someone has to be willing to jump first. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Like most kids, I was pretty adventurous growing up. One day a buddy and I were out exploring and we stumbled upon a small ravine. Without a word, we quickly calculated the distance across and how far it was to the bottom. It offered the perfect measure of danger. We could make it across, but it would be a challenge. There was just one problem. Which one of us would go first? Let's face it, that's human nature. Whether it's two kids jumping a ravine or two adults dealing with conflict, we all want the other person to take the first step. In a marriage, that's often because we focus on our spouse's behavior rather than our own. For example, one husband admitted he emotionally withdrew from his wife because of her lavish spending habits. The wife, on the other hand, said spending money helped her feel comforted when her husband withdrew. You see the problem? Each person blamed the other rather than taking responsibility for their own behavior. It's a vicious cycle that cripples marriages. And there's only one solution. Somebody has to jump first. If your marriage needs help, don't work on changing your spouse. Instead, consider what you can do to move your relationship in a positive direction. You'll be surprised at the difference you can make when you take the first step. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Are you over 50? Then the upcoming issue of Brassus Wellness magazine is a must-read. Brassus Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. This issue of Brassus Wellness focuses on making your home ADA accessible, health benefits, and healing qualities of pet ownership, plus many more health care topics for people 50 and over. For information about advertising in Brassus Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Number 25, Texas A&M Baseball was unable to capitalize on a strong pitching performance by Grayson Long, dropping a 5-1 decision to Louisiana Tech yesterday at Bluebell Park. The loss prevented the Aggies from registering the 3-game series sweep and snapped a 4-game win streak that they had going. The guys fall to 11-5 on the year. Next up is a midweek matchup against UT Pan American tomorrow night at Olsen. First pitch is at 6:35 with coverage right here on News Talk 1620. WTAW. Over on the softball field, the 13th-ranked Aggies and 15th-ranked Missouri Tigers went down to the wire in the rubber game of a 3-game series.
First pitch to Tysarchik. Swings. This one's hit deep to left center. Off the glove of the left fielder. Aggies win. Cassie Tysarchik, the game-winning walk-off single.
The 4-3 extra-inning win improved the Aggs to 19-5 on the season and 2-1 in the SEC. On Saturday, the 15th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team was in Georgia, taking on Tennessee in the SEC tournament semifinals. The Maroon and White led by 10 points in the first half, but couldn't match Tennessee's inside game as the Lady Vols out-rebounded the Aggs 48-26 en route to an 86-77 win. Here's Coach Blair after the loss.
Well, the country just saw a championship basketball game. To play at the level that we played at and only turned the ball over 7 times, and the level that Tennessee played at, that's what the SEC is all about. The same in the first game with Kentucky and South Carolina. And I hope you realize how good all 4 of us are going to be next year and how good the league is going to be next year.
Courtney Walker led A&M with 26 points and was named to the All-SEC Tournament team. The women will have a little time off before the first round of the NCAA Tournament, which is set for March 23rd at Reed Arena. Also in action on Saturday were the Aggie men, who closed out the regular season at home against Auburn. Despite Jamal Jones leading all players with 24 points, the Aggs were unable to slow down the Tigers' tandem of KT Harrell and Chris Denson and fell to the Tigers 69-64. The guys will be back in action later this week to take on Missouri in the second round of the SEC Tournament in Atlanta. Elsewhere in the college game, Wichita State remains perfect after routing Indiana State yesterday 83-69 in the Missouri Valley Conference title game. And a couple of upsets, with Maryland stunning 5th-ranked Virginia in overtime 75-69 and the Nebraska Cornhuskers overpowering 9th-ranked Wisconsin 77-68. It went down to the wire last night between the Houston Rockets and Portland Trailblazers.
Rebound McCollum, back to Williams, another 3. No, rebound Howard!
You betcha!
And the Rockets are going to get out of here with a win!
Get up, Houston!
And they'll beat the Blazers 118-113 in overtime. What a game.
James Harden put up 41 points and 10 rebounds for Houston, who has now won 5 straight. And it was another close one in Dallas between the Mavericks and Indiana Pacers. Devin Harris and Monte Ellis scored 20 points apiece as the Mavs extended Indiana's season-long losing streak to 4 games with a 105-94 victory. Patrick Reed won the Cadillac Championship for his third PGA Tour title in 7 months. He shot an even par 72 for a one-shot victory over Bubba Watson and Jamie Donaldson. Tiger Woods fired a 6-over 78 that left him 9 shots back after entering the final round within 3 strokes of the lead. On the racetrack, Brad Keselowski took home the checkered flag at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, spurging ahead on the final lap when Dale Earnhardt Jr. ran out of fuel. The win virtually sews up a spot for Keselowski in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. And the third time was a charm for the Mumford boys basketball team, who clinched the 1A Division I state title with a 64-57 win over Munster on Saturday. That's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. Tax time is here. Don't procrastinate. Bottom Line Bookkeeping can prepare your taxes now. From simple to complicated, from personal to corporate, we are ready now. Call us today, 691-2345, to set up your appointment. 691-2345. Thank you for voting Bottom Line Bookkeeping the best in tax preparation for 9 consecutive years. After over 30 years, you know that you're more than just a number to us.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you like your phone company, you can keep your phone company. If you like your phone bill, you can keep your phone bill, period.
But if you want something better, you can have Downtown IT, period. Call us or visit downtownit.net to learn how you can get more for your money and even save over 30% off your phone bill with premium internet phone service. Visit downtownit.net or call 979-599-5999. That's 979-599-5999 or visit downtownit.net.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, and so I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago we talked about this this spelling bee which took place in Missouri, and they ran out of words, and so they had to stop and they started over again. It took more than 90 rounds and a delay of 2 weeks, but Jackson County, Missouri, finally has its spelling bee champion, fifth grader Sophia Hoffman, and seventh grader Kush Sharma. Became celebrities when essentially they broke the bee back in February at the competition. It lasted 66 rounds before organizers said they needed time to gather more words. And so on Saturday, they dueled. Oh, we're dueling banjos. They dueled for 30 more rounds in a special spell-off held with an overflow crowd watching. And in the end, Kush prevailed. That's exactly right. The seventh grader whooped the fifth grader. And the word was stifling.
Really?
Yeah, which is a word that we actually have heard of and I can pronounce. Sharma took the win because after that she had to spell a word correctly, and it was definition. Duh. And almost everybody could spell check that.
Could you define definition?
Yeah, very good. Exactly.
She used it in a sentence.
The competition ended when Sophia's parents unsuccessfully appealed to judges, believing that the pronunciation of stifling might have confused her. Oh, great. We got helicopter parents now yelling at the pronouncer. Judges reviewed the recording. They had guys in black and white shirts leaning over a television screen just to make you feel at home, sports fans. They found nothing amiss.
The ruling on the field stands.
That's exactly right. The judges brought a fresh batch of 200 words with them on Saturday, and they had a list that was provided by the Scripps National Spelling Bee people. They're the ones who sponsored the big contest. They also had 60 backup words just in case.
That skydiver airplane collision we were talking about earlier this morning.
Yes.
The skydiver was on ABC's Good Morning America, said he'll jump again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, well, you'll watch for planes, though, too.
I guess so.
Actually, I don't know, because it said he kind of strayed too close to the wing, and that's what happened. Okay, you want to make the Italians mad? We got a way to do that. They are a wee bit upset about Armalite, the ad that they have, which shows a massive $3,000 rifle cradled in the arms of Michelangelo's David. Yeah.